The Book of 2 Samuel, Chapter 7. And it came to pass, when the king dwelt in his house, and Yahweh had given him rest from all his enemies round about, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in your heart, for Yahweh is with you. And it came to pass the same night, that the word of Yahweh came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell my slave David, Thus says Yahweh, Will you build me a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up the sons of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all places in which I have walked with all the sons of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to be shepherd of my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore thus you will say to my slave David, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I took you from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, that you should be leader over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make you a great name, like the name of the great ones who are in the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may stay in their own place, and be moved no more. Neither will the sons of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first, and as from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and I will cause you to rest from all your enemies. Moreover, Yahweh tells you that Yahweh will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you will sleep with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, that will proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the sons of man. But my loving kindness will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. And your house and your kingdom will be made sure forever before you. Your throne will be established forever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then David the king went in and sat before Yahweh, and he said, Who am I, O sovereign Yahweh, and what is my house that you have brought me thus far? And this was yet a small thing in your eyes, O sovereign Yahweh, but you have spoken also of your slave's house for a great while to come, and this is the law of man, O sovereign Yahweh. And what more can David say to you? For you know your slave, O sovereign Yahweh. For your word's sake and according to your own heart you have wrought all this greatness to make your slave know it. Therefore you are great, O Yahweh God. For there is none like you, neither is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what other nation on earth is like your people Israel, whose God went and redeemed a people for himself, and made a name for himself, and did great and awesome things for you to drive out nations and their gods before your people, whom you redeemed to yourself from Egypt. And you established to yourself your people Israel to be a people to you forever. And you, Yahweh, became their God. And now, O Yahweh God, the word that you have spoken concerning your slave and concerning his house, confirm it forever and do as you have spoken. And let your name be magnified forever, saying, Yahweh of hosts is God over Israel, and the house of your slave David will be established before you. For you, O Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, have revealed to your slave, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore has your slave found in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O sovereign Yahweh, you are God and your words are truth, and you have promised this good thing to your slave. Now therefore let it please you to bless the house of your slave, that it may continue forever before you. For you, O sovereign Yahweh, have spoken it, and with your blessing let the house of your slave be blessed forever.